I'm speaking with Phil Harding, the director of English Network and News at the BBC. Phil, do you feel that the BBC is competitive with American public radio?
No. I feel that the BBC is part of American public radio. I feel that we are part of the family. I feel that we are very close first cousins. I feel and I hope that we bring something to the party. What the audience tell us very strongly from the United States is that they welcome the chance to hear about events and hear about them through the prism of a worldview.
It's been mentioned that after 9/11, Americans really appreciated the BBC in a way they hadn't before.
I think you're right. I think there was a step change in attitudes after 9/11. Obviously, the events of 9/11 made many in the United States question the role of the United States in the world and made them ask questions about the attitude of the rest of the world to the United States. Therefore, I think it made people more curious about the rest of the world and wanting to know more. But I think also some of this would have happened anyway without 9/11, because I think in an era of globalization where the bark of a commanding officer in one place can lead to circumstances for a family thousands of miles away, where the stroke of a pen in one corporate office can lead to the opening or closing of factories in another continent. I think people are also looking for things that help them make sense of the world and, if you like, join the dots up. There are a lot of dots out there in the modern day media world, but there isn't a lot of help in joining those dots up and making sense of the world.
All media is necessarily somewhat subjective. The BBC's voice on 9/11 was significantly more objective, though, than the US media. What did the US media do wrong in covering 9/11 and the aftermath?
I don't think they did anything at all wrong in covering 9/11. I can't even begin to imagine what the shock must have been like in the United States. I can only describe that that shock was felt, and that shock wave was felt right the way across the Atlantic and throughout the United Kingdom and Europe. It was obviously an event of enormous emotional and political significance. I suppose if one was to be, I've heard many Americans say this, so I don't want to judge anybody else's media, that would be presumptuous of me, but I have heard many Americans have said to me, we didn't ask enough questions.
We being the media.
We the American media. We the American public, but the media on our behalf, didn't ask enough questions. We didn't ask enough questions about the path that led, certainly the path that led through to Iraq. And I think certainly it is part of the role of the media to ask questions that may at times even be uncomfortable questions, but to ask questions that ultimately you're asking on behalf of the audience. They may not sometimes want you to ask those questions at the time that you are asking them, but the test for me is, will they be grateful in years to come that you have asked those questions at the time?
Right now in the United States, and for the last several years, media in general is not trusted in the United States. And of course, that's starting from the top with the Bush administration. Bush famously does not read the news, and he actually discounts its veracity. How can NPR or anybody else move towards considering to be trustworthy? As you know, many, many people in America who do not like NPR, do not listen to it, consider it to be totally biased to the left.
I think this is a really big and difficult question. First of all, I think the thing you should know is that we did quite a large global survey, the BBC did recently, you're right, the media isn't trusted, and indeed the government, interestingly at that time, was trusted more than the media. And the United States and a couple of other countries were alone in this. And in most other countries, the media were trusted more than the government. So I wouldn't know the answers as to why that is, but I do think it is something for people in this country to think about. But I think that in an age when the media is fragmenting, and there is more and more choice, and there is more and more choice of news providers, it is becoming increasingly easy for the audience to find and only find a newspaper or a website or a broadcast organization that reflects their own point of view. And thus they can go through life and never find a viewpoint that differs from their own. And I think this idea that the audience can go through and just merely encounter electronic echo chambers that reflect back to them what they already thought, and they never hear or see views with which they might be uncomfortable, that they never have those views challenged, that there is no debate, I think is something that society and democratic societies are going to have to grapple with. I don't know what the answer to it is, but I do think it's a big issue and a big problem. And I think that's something that the media is, and indeed the whole of society, is going to have to think about and think about very hard.
Thank you so much for joining ThoughtCast.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.